Matthew 7, verse 13 to 14. It was a really, really good verse to help us see what it actually means to our lives. Right, I might go first.
Yeah, you're going first.
It says, "Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it.
But small is the gate, and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it."
Well done, Bill and Ted. What we've looked at this week is the very simple good news about Jesus Christ. It's easy enough for a child to understand, but sadly, like signs on a road, if you're not concentrating, they can easily be missed. So I need your attention right now as I point out the signs. I'd hate for you to miss them. I've got a few signs. There's a sign. What does that sign mean? Hands up if you know what that sign means. Especially young potential drivers. Gabriel.
Road could be slippery.
Okay, you've spotted that sign. Well done. Here's a couple more. Who knows what they mean? What's your name? What do those signs mean? You tell me. If you carry on, you'll drive your car into the sea. That's exactly what it means. Good. So don't do that. What does that one mean? The bottom one. It's quite easy, Maxwell. Give way to something. So you need to not have priority. Somebody else is in charge. Good. You're good at signs. Question is, are you going to be good at the next sign? Jesus Christ came into the world to wash away sin, to get us clean and to get us right with God. His mission was a rescue mission offered to everyone. His death on the cross was the only means that the rescue could work. He had to step in like a bodyguard and take the punishment we deserve so that we could have a chance to go free and clean and go to heaven. Our responsibility is to choose to listen to Jesus and go where his sign is pointing. To life. That's it. That is the sign. Did you hear it? Did you miss it? In his life, Jesus told a stunning story in just two lines. Bill and Ted read them out to us. He talked about everybody being on the way somewhere. But Jesus said that there are two roads you can be on. Only two. And while you're alive, you've got the chance to change roads. When you have died, the road you have died on will be the road that you will stay on. So you've got a chance to change roads while you're alive. Let's look at the roads. The most important thing about a road is the destination. Where is it heading? Well, Jesus said one road is heading for destruction. One road is heading for destruction. And by that, he means being cut off from God and everything good forever. That's where it's heading. It's not a good destination. But interestingly, he said this is the road that most people in the world are on. Wide is the gate, and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. Do you see he mentioned the gate? It's a wide gate. It's easy to go through. You can go through it in a large crowd. You can go through it in your family. It's so wide, most people don't even realize they've gone through it. But once you're through the gate, you're on the way to destruction. Those were Jesus' words. And notice how he describes the road. It is a broad road. That means it's wide, and there are rooms for millions of people on this road. It's nice being in a crowd, isn't it? All heading in the same direction. There's room on this road for people who believe in any and everything. They all get on well by not talking about their differences, and they consider themselves broad-minded because of it. And the thing about nice broad roads is that they're wide and easy underfoot, and you don't want to get off it. Nice mown grass, or if you're in a car, big wide motorway. That's what it feels like, and it's going downhill. So you can take your foot off the accelerator and do excellent miles per gallon. It's one of those roads. It's easy travelling along the broad road. Who'd want to go the hard way if the way that you're on feels easy and comfy and familiar? So when you're being swept along with hundreds of other people on the wide road, you feel safe. And look who's on that wide road. Jesus said many are on that wide road. many people, perhaps most people in the world, are on this broad road. There'll be people in here today who are on this broad road who are heading to destruction. What about the other road? The other road, Jesus says, is small. The gate is small and narrow is the road that leads to life. But only a few find it, Jesus said. Well, it's got a small gate. And the thing about small gates is that you can normally only go through one by one. You can't even go through piggyback on your dad's shoulders. You go through one by one. You can't go through in a crowd. And in this gate, you have to make a choice to go through it. You can't just get on this road by choice. You have to choose to go through this narrow gate. Even Fern, who we baptized this morning, will at some point have to choose the narrow road for herself. Baptism doesn't get her through that gate. And anyone who has never chosen to enter through the narrow gate says Jesus will never, and says Jesus will then, will be their leader, will be on the narrow road that leads to life. Of course, Jesus is talking about people becoming his followers, becoming Christians. You could say the narrow gate to life is being washed by Jesus. Like we looked at on Wednesday, he cleans us, not just down the outside on our feet, but inside. And nobody else can do that for us. Only Jesus can. When we go through the narrow gate with Jesus, we're on the road that leads to life. So what is the Christian life like, according to Jesus? Well, he says, it's a narrow road. And the thing about narrow roads is that you can't go very fast on narrow roads. It's slow and it's hard. And often, Jesus says, the winding narrow road goes uphill, so it's hard. Don't be surprised that the narrow road of being a Christian is a hard road. It's difficult. It's not for rollerblading or cycling on. It's narrow. Being a Christian doesn't make your life easier. In fact, the narrow road is often much harder than the wide road. Choosing to forgive other people as much as you've been forgiven, that's hard. Choosing to be generous and not selfish, that's hard. Keeping your eyes fixed on the destination when the road is sometimes steep is hard. And Jesus said, lastly, only a few find this road. That's maybe one of the hardest things about being a Christian. Compared to the vast numbers of people heading off on the wide road, only a few find the narrow road. It's hard to be in a minority. Just a trickle of people who hear about the small gate and the narrow road and the promise of life bother to follow Jesus. And now the people who will be your best friends and sometimes closer than your family are the people who are with you on that narrow road. Especially if your family haven't chosen to be on that road with you. Traveling a hard road together makes very good friendships, and that is what the church family should be like. So why would anyone want to choose the small gate and the narrow road and the small band of traveling companions over the wide gate and the wide road and the great crowds of people? They choose it because of the destination. The narrow road leads to eternal life. Life to the full. Forgiveness and a relationship with your Father who made you in heaven. So Jesus says at the end of the Space Heroes Holiday Club, will you accept my rescue? Will you enter through the small gate onto the narrow road that leads to life? It'll be hard going, it'll be slow, it'll be uphill, but it's heading in the right direction. Will you choose life? Now, if you're a Christian and you've chosen life, press on. It's a great road to be on. Your fellow travelers, small band as they are your closest friends. Love them. And love others enough to invite them off the wide road leading to destruction to join you on the narrow road. That is what our holiday club has been about. We'd love to talk to you more about it. And I'd love to give anybody who's here, for whom this is interesting news and they've never considered it really seriously, I'd love to give a little booklet called Two Roads. Please, if you've not read it before, it's a wonderful description of entering the Christian life. Please come and grab one of those. And also, I'd love to do this.
Any youngster who is on the holiday club, who hasn't got a Bible of their own or has not got a children's Bible, we'd love to, as a church, give you one of these two Bibles. The Beginner's Bible for the youngest and the Jesus Storybook Bible. They are both fabulous. I wasn't able to actually source 20 copies each by today. But if you'd like one, please come and see me and we'll make sure that your leader from your holiday club group will come and give you one in the next week.
Let me pray as I finish.
Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus and for the message about the narrow way that leads to life. Please help us who are on it to invite others to join us and for this narrow road to have more people on it soon. Thank you for the gospel. Amen.